Cathaoirleach. Cathaoirleach, other senators spoke about the tragedy over the weekend where we lost seven members of society due to car crashes, and one young woman was knocked down. Six more people were injured, including a child. In 2007, my first time to ever be in a national newspaper, I was referred to as a smash crash girl, a young woman in 2000 who broke her two arms, two legs, two ankles in a really serious car crash in 2000. And really, leader, I know the first-hand experience after numerous of operations, spending time in critical care, spending like 3 years of my childhood in Our Lady's Hospital for sick children, the impact that an accident can have on your life. Coming into work here a few weeks ago, somebody tipped the back of my car, and I said, it's okay, that's not an accident, it's only a tip. Bless me face, and I said, thank God, everyone's okay. Never went through insurance. I got my brother to fix it that evening. You know, I know what it's like to be in a serious accident. What I can't understand, since 2000, like, you have to wear your safety belt, you get the penalty points, the drunk driving. We've dealt to a certain extent with all of that, you know, with wearing the safety belt, with wearing the with not having drunk drivers on the road, etc. For me, leader, I would absolutely love real action for on our roads, you know, to reduce speed on our roads, to visibility. I've seen people out walking in all black clothes. If I had any power in these houses, the first thing I would do is ban people from walking, running in all black clothes, because it's absolutely terrifying when you're driving on country roads and you barely come up, and then you notice it's a person, you could have knocked them down, and that's anybody, you know. So I would I do think now's the time for action. We can stand here and we can say that, you know, send our thoughts and condolences to everybody who's lost their life in an accident, to their family members, etc. But really what we need now is action, leader. And I would absolutely love a debate.